Hey guys, this is Jesus, and I want to thank the following Patreon listeners: Gregory Larson, Seren Kai, Sam Stansfield, Kevin Lovecraft, Rake, Mo P, Mike's Mind, Night Spider, David Bellinger, and Kevin Smith. Thanks for helping these scavengers on their digestive journey.
Hey, fucker, let me rephrase that. Hey, fuck faces. I eat people. And as I'm going to fuck your skulls and eat your flesh. May you ride the sweaty hog.
For that speech, I'm going to allow you one more influence roll. Just to see if that does anything. I'll give you one advantage dice, because that's funny as hell. So it's one basic die plus one advantage. If you want to use instinct, please go ahead. And if you have any dice advantages that you can think of, please let me know.
Now we're going to go with the two.
Okay.
And we're going to roll. And we're going to... Nope, not it. No fucking chance, dude. I need a six.
They fucking charge. As that's happening, Dan, so you see two men and one woman charging at you, the two of you.
Yep.
What do you do as this is happening?
You know, they're starting towards him because I stealthed. I immediately
hit. You did stealth.
So I'm going to roll that, I guess.
Okay, roll your stealth.
All right. So
see if they won't notice you.
Yeah, so I... Just one die by default, and yeah, there's no additional dice on this.
Unless you have any equipment that would help you, but yeah, no, just one dice.
Yeah, all right, cool. So one dice.
And you can always use instinct dice if it makes sense.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to use two of my instinct dice.
Okay. Now remember, if you can gain more instinct dice, if you use your instincts and let me know, like, oh, this would be my instinct to, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, got it. So I'm spending two instinct dice, so a total of three dice that I'm rolling, and this is stealth, is one of my good ones, so four or higher. So one, two, three, that is two successes.
They don't see you.
Yep. So I'm hiding. I'm kind of like, once like, you know, combat starts, from hiding, like the same thing they were trying to do to us, I'm doing to them, like pulling out that crossbow.
Okay. Yes. So they're focused 100% on, what's your character's name here?
Hammy.
Basically, they're going to try to kill you with all of the weapons,
but
they don't notice Fled over there in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. And as they're charging, Fled gets one shot.
Fuck yeah. All right. So that would be awareness or coordination.
Coordination, yes.
So my coordination is just average, so five or six. So I'm going to... Crossways allows me to do ranged attacks, doesn't give you additional attacks.
Doesn't give you additional dice, no.
So I'm going to spend, I guess, so is that really all you do? You just roll like one die for attacking?
No, it would be basic die, right under the bed. Yeah. Any advantages, which I don't believe you have. Oh, I'm going to say you're stealth, so I'll give you an advantage dice.
All right,
so
cool.
That's two.
So that's one. That's
now,
one.
Any instincts dice you want to roll as well.
I would argue fear would definitely add here, because he's not doing... So the dichotomy is I am... Violence. I walk up. I show up.
Okay.
Fear hides and then takes pot shots with a goddamn crossbow.
I'll allow it, giving yourself an additional advantage die. So you have two advantage die now. Right, so you have your basic plus two additional.
He knows that I'm shit for talking. He could have stopped me. He didn't. He just let it go.
No, I knew.
Fair
what
enough.
Going.
Does your instincts help you in this?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I'll spend one more of my instinct die from that, because it makes sense. Again, I'm shooting from the shadows. I'm in hiding. So I don't know why this isn't working, but I'm down to six. All right, cool. So that's one more die, and let's just roll. That's two successes.
Two successes?
Yep. On that.
Okay, Hammy, from the shadows, like, you don't know how, one of the people charging you, shot right through the eye, out the back, falls to the ground, two people left.
Click, click. I'm more powerful than I thought.
As these two charge upon you, I need you to try to block their shots from looks like two swords.
I would love to.
Roll it. And this would be your might.
Mm-hmm. So my might is capable, and I'm going to argue that my violence does help with this roll.
That does.
All right. All right, I got one success.
one success, mm-hmm. and because one of them was shaken down, I'm going to say that's enough. You block off two of those folks because they're just regular folks. They're not super specialized anyway, so I'm not going to make you roll extra damage from that. Mm-hmm. You're able to block them off so far, mm-hmm. but I'll allow you an attack back. What are you going to do?
So I've got a shield, but it's a bladed shield. Yes, it is both my defense and offense.
Okay.
And so... So I'm blocking one dude's attack from his melee weapon, and Hammy just sends the shield down into the ground, chopping into the foot of the guy.
Ooh, nice.
And as the guy doubles over to scream, Hammy just reaches up and snaps his neck.
I love the description. One basic die plus two advantage die.
Thank you. Yeah, Hammy is not a good man.
No. No one is good in this universe, yeah, exactly. Really.
Yeah, but he's good at what he does.
Yeah. And this would be might, which is, I'm assuming, is a high value for you.
It's not bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one success.
Okay. Easily kill this one other dude.
Mm-hmm.
Snapping that person's neck. But one person's left.
Yep.
You're still stealth, Dan, so they're going to try to attack you again. Roll another might to try to block another sword strike from what looks like a bone sword.
I love the bone sword. That's hot. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, so we're going to say that is two. And clear. There we go. Sorry. Give me a second. One, two. And roll. Ah, no, that's a negative. I got a 3 and a 2, so. But I do have a shield and armor. I'm not rolling for any of those.
I think those give you advantage, correct? Yeah.
I don't have... Oh, I do have that.
I do have the book.
Let me know what advantages those give you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they do. They give you, like, an advantage die, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, armor. Permission. May resist melee or range attacks rather than block or dodge, which is... what I would be doing.
So may resist ranged or so with resist, so basically it armor lets you, if you wanted, roll into block instead of blocking, because blocking means you're rolling might, dodging means you're rolling coordination, resist means you're rolling resolve,
which would have been bangarang for me.
So that means so your armor lets you actually roll resolve to resist physical damage, which normally resolve you could only use it to resist mental damage.
In which case it would have gotten three successes actually,
including that, if we're gonna go that route,
because that's what, like, the armor does.
So then 100% like you block both blows. No, easily, honestly, 100%.
Hammy is not a wise man. He is not a skilled combatant. He is a tough man. And so they just wail on him like a fucking Street Fighter character beating up a car for extra points.
Because resolve is basically, like, that's the thing. Like, resolve makes it sound like it's mental, but it's also tech, kind of like your constitution score. So it makes sense. That's like, that's your big beefy. So if you've got armor, now you can just take the hit because you're big and beefy.
Yep. Yep, so they just wail on him.
Yep, and with that roll, like, they try to rail on you. Well, actually, I think there was one guy left.
It was one guy left. Yeah, so basically, I snap his friend's neck, and then while he just hits me over the back with whatever weapon he has, with bone sword, I'm just slowly, like, taking my shield, my bladed shield back up. Oh my god, that's the most fucked up part. Yeah. So I snapped his friend's neck. So his friend basically doubled over my shield, which meant he sliced himself onto it. And so while his friend is trying to avenge him while wailing on my back, I'm like trying to move his friend's corpse off of my shield. Like, oh god, again. Jesus.
And as you're distracted, how do you at this point? How do you, Dan, kill this guy? As this guy's trying to take me? No, friend.
I mean, another two successes on another shot, so it's like, and then the arrow just comes, like, out of his mouth, like,
100%, and he falls to the ground.
Oh, you got the blood all over the shield. It's going to take forever to buff that out.
Yeah, by the time you're, like, you kind of finish, you look back and, like, fled. It's like, back standing exactly at the spot where you would have left him otherwise, as if he'd never moved.
Yeah. Flood, get down!
Oh, wow, you really handled those guys so quick. That's amazing.
I'm glad you're okay. Yeah, next time you should let me try to handle things.
You know, next time I definitely will. Wow, that all just happened so fast. So fast.
I love big dumb characters. I love them so much.
As you two look at the leftovers of these two individual raiders, you look around, around the immediate 1 mile radius, and you realize these raiders weren't the only three. There were others. You see what looks like other travelers towards the town of Highhaven. This was a raiding party, and you realize it was heading in the direction of Highhaven, your first location.
Now, if I didn't know better, I would say that they were going to Highhaven.
Checks out. That's the path we're on.
Let me make sure. And I taste part of the blueprint.
Give me an awareness roll.
Why bother?
You never know. I'll allow awareness or cunning.
Yeah, it's going to be awareness, I guess. Mm-hmm. Five
successes?
One success.
All right.
But I rolled a five, so that's acceptable.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough. Literally got good enough. It's like, they're heading that direction.
Yep. I stand up slowly, dust myself off from whatever dirt exists here.
Bits of meat.
Yep, they're headed that way.
It's like dirt. This guy's kind of ground beef. Mm-hmm. Like said, that's weird. Yeah. Anyway,
it's basically jerky. Mm-hmm. It'd be jerky, right?
No, jerky is like when you've just got like dry road, right? Like that would be jerky. But like the equivalent of like soft loam would be kind of like ground beef.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. like dry ground beef. Yeah.
Weird.
So anyway. We live in a Taco Bell.
We do.
By the way, God. Taco Bell, we fucking love you. Please sponsor us.
Yeah, you could have sponsored this. You had your chance.
Give us food.
Like, yeah, like we've made so many mistakes because of you people.
What better slogan is there for this game? Belly of the beast,
right?
Then live moss.
Listen, yeah. Taco Bell. If you
Taco Bell, the best regrets you get.
Listen, if you sponsor us, we will play more of this game.
Yes, 100%.
And we will name check you every time.
Yo quiero Taco Beast. Taco Beast, come on now.
I don't know. We might run into trouble with the Mr. Beast people though. At that point.
Oh, what's he got money to throw at the fucking charges? Whatever.
In today's video, I spent $10 million destroying this tiny podcast. Anyway. Yeah, no, I look at your investigation and your conclusions. Yeah, no, it's pretty much, again, that's kind of what I figured, but it's good to have confirmation, 100% confirmation from a professional tracker. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so assuming they all had their friends and they're all at Highhaven, we've got two options. Maybe they all went there to have a nice time. You know, maybe they're on vacation. There's a place to stay. They're doing their shopping. That's option number one. Option number two is they're raiding the place. Mm. And while, you know, I clearly saw you kill these three men single-handedly. I don't know how many more of them there might be. And you know, I don't know if I can trust our chances against, you know, maybe 10 times as many, 20 times as many, 500 times. It could be, the numbers just could just keep going forever.
But we'll never know until we go.
Yep. So
the teaching of the great Hogged One shows us that you cannot know what is good to plow until you sniff what has been already on the field.
Mm-hmm. Get ready for the load. All right, as the great Hogged One always did, thrust ever forward.
This is my favorite cult we've ever come up with.
I'll be honest.
Angela's going to hear about this.
She knew what she was getting into.
No, she doesn't listen to this show.
No, of course not.
God bless her. She doesn't listen to this show. Mm-hmm. But... oh my God, she's gonna be so disappointed, yeah. Or not? I don't know. She's gonna be like,
I feel like she was just gonna expect.
Yeah, it's gonna be fully meets expectations. Just like my every work review I've ever gotten meets expectations.
Yeah. All right. So you guys begin traveling towards High Haven and see the tracks of multiple raiders until you eventually reach High Haven itself, which is a smallish town. Individuals that come in and out of the place, that, you know, the town itself ranging at probably a couple of hundred total, with, like I said, individuals coming in and out to do business. But as you get closer, you see clear signs of smoke. The clear signs that individuals are in there for the attack. Now, important question. Mm-hmm. There was an individual that you did business with for the cult. What was their name?
And how did they die? How did they die horribly in the last 5 minutes?
Twinkie.
Mm-hmm. Twinkie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Twinkie.
So what's up with Twinkie?
Let's see what's up with Twinkie. Youngish man about of the age of, let's say, 20.
Mm-hmm.
That you did dealings with in the cult. Other individuals, for whatever reason, they didn't want to deal with you guys. But Twinkie saw business opportunity. Largest, darkest skinned man. And Twinkie, as you're getting closer to their particular building, you hear the sound, distinctive sounds of their screaming. And you see the building, well, I will say building, it's more like two-story hut, surrounded by looks like six individuals, throwing what looks like the equivalent of this fantasy universe of Molotov cocktails at the building, mm-hmm. trying to burn it down to the ground.
And you hear
Twinkie going like, "Well, fuck."
That's Twinkie.
Hey, I know about those. Those are Molotov cocktails. I have some of. I'm gonna throw a Molotov cocktail at them.
Ooh.
Because that's my fucking business they're infringing on. I sell the Molotov cocktails. I bring in the cocktails. Twinkie buys my cocktails. They didn't know. Are those my cocktails? They buy them from Twinkie and then throw them right back. That's rude.
I will say, they don't know.
I am the one who costs. Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. I mean, this is going to be coordination rolls because you're throwing them. No. I will say I'll give you two advantage die. Because they don't see you coming.
Yeah, and this is like my alchemy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is also
your alchemy thing.
Yeah. Listen, there are different approaches to our faith, and I for one subscribe to the never let them see you coming. I move in shadows. All right, I come in the shadows. Hey, all right. So this is coordination. This is from the heart. All right, so let's see. So my coordination is average.
I want to say this before I forget.
Yes.
There are also mechanics I didn't mention yet called succumb and transcend.
Yes.
With succumb, you can succumb to one of your instincts and basically automatically see to whatever you're trying to do. But because you succumb, like when you get out of it, you feel ashamed and you can't do whatever you do with that instinct until you basically resolve that issue. Like, for example, if your instinct was violence, you do something horrible with the violence role that you feel ashamed about. Like, yes, I killed these guys, but also killed, you know, that orphanage over there. Mm-hmm. I need to resolve that emotionally. Mm-hmm. You can also transcend. Be like, I'm going to go above my violence instinct and find a automatic succeed in diplomatic way to resolve the issue. But because you transcended, you no longer have violence as an instinct anymore. You can no longer use that as a way to gain points or use that in a way.
Ever?
Ever. So either regain that instinct or gain a new instinct. That's an option.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It's an automatic success.
Yeah, it's a sort of get out of jail, like, you know, card one yes. time. It's like, all right, by transcending my violence, like this one time,
yes.
you make the speech, and this one time, everyone lives.
Oh, and it works. No matter what.
And it works. but now you kind of lost touch with that violence inside you.
Yeah, 100%.
Interesting. Yes. Okay.
But like I said, so you can either succumb, but then you can't use that. You can't use that instinct until you overcome that shame you feel about succumbing to it.
Oh, cool.
And that's going to be a role playing thing, or transcend, but you can never use that instinct again, or, until you regain it or get a new instinct to replace it.
Go on a violence quest.
Yes, go on a violence quest.
Oh God, yeah. No, please don't threaten me with a good time.
Is that that's got to be a violence quest? The game.
100%.
That's basically every Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah. Right? So,
yeah. So like, I don't want to use violence, but you're so Mr. Chan, you're so good at it. Yes.
So yeah. So you see buildings surrounded by couple of individuals, yep. Literally using Molotov cocktails at the building, and you see a building burning.
Yep,
two stories, individual, and you know that your friend Twinkie, chose that name, is basically trying to survive inside.
Yeah,
what do you do?
I say hello by way of Molotov cocktail at the
coronation roll.
Yep,
you've opened up diplomatic options.
Exactly,
diplomatic immunity.
Exactly,
in the form of Molotov cocktail.
So yeah, as an alchemist is what I do. So I believe we established a couple of advantages and my base thing. I'm going to spend one more die for my instincts.
Now remember, you can gain more instincts back by following your instincts.
I am aware, and I probably will very soon.
Okay, fair enough.
Add one more die here, and let's roll. Looking for fives and highers, and that is 2 sixes, a 2 and a 4. So that's 2 successes to basically shatter a lit Molotov cocktail on.
So of the 6, 2 of them are now on fire.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and they look towards you, and well,
and they as I'm like stepping behind my friend, is
give me a stealth roll.
Sure, you know what? In this case, does he count as an advantage?
I'm gonna say you.
I'm gonna say
they count as one advantage.
Yeah, one advantage dice. So I'm gonna roll these 2 dice, and you'll see what happens. But this is also one of my good ones. So let's see. That's a 2. Nope, that's a fail. So they very
you
much
are
see me.
100% a target. They're
they
gonna
very
choose.
Much see me.
So they're gonna, I need you to give me since you know what, they're throwing Molotovs.
I am dodging.
So I need you to try to dodge out of the way. So awareness or coordination to try to dodge out of Molotovs heading your way.
Awareness it is. And I'd say
difficulty is gonna be 3.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
you
I'd
need
say
3 successes.
Fear definitely gives me that.
Hey, yes, good news.
Those, so yeah.
Molotovs. They're not precise weapons, right?
Depends on the dice.
I'm just saying that he specifically hit behind me.
Yeah, but they might be very accurate.
Okay.
Cool. All right, so let's roll it.
Now, here's it. If he succeeds in stealth, then you would have been that would have been accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But they hate him now.
Let me know if I can act.
Okay.
That's 1, 5, 5, 6. Yeah, 3 successes.
3 successes.
I spent another fear.
Thankfully.
Yeah. So they, just exactly.
You just exactly dodged because you went behind him, but now he takes all the hits. Mm-hmm. I mean David. So David, you see a bunch of Molotovs heading your way. How do you try to dodge these things or block these things? Or what are you going to do?
I block them.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a shield. You go like that.
Give me might rolls.
Yep.
This is going to be 3 successes necessary to block everything.
Oh, I'll do resolve, so I'll just take it.
Okay, roll it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're going to be 1 base die. Do you have any advantages you think would help you in this case? Now, you have a die. No, well, you do have a shield that gives you +1.
I sure do.
Yes.
Okay, so full disclosure. Because I want to play fair by the rules.
Okay.
My shield does not help me with a resolve roll. It helps me with might rolls.
I'll allow it for this one time.
All right, cool.
Well, look, I mean, they would combine because your shield normally allows you for might, but the armor permits you to roll resolve instead of. So
I'll allow for this one time, so it's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to say violence.
Okay, explain how.
Because people are throwing Molotov cocktails all over my body.
Yeah, but also, I
mean, I appreciate their form of dissent. If it was against a government they didn't agree with,
This is your power. Any dice that you spend on this roll are automatic successes because of your violence thing. You're literally rolling to resist
I'll
that
allow
damage.
It.
Oh,
that is your thing.
So if you want to use your,
so if you use 3 dice, this is it. You
don't
even
you use
have
three
roll.
Of your instinct dice, it automatically succeeds. Yeah. But that means using 3 of your instinct dice.
Yeah, but that like however many instinct dice you're willing to wager on this.
Well, good news,
auto successes.
Good news. because the next action that I take is going to refill those fucking dice.
Okay, so
because those guys are so fucked. I don't care about their motivation.
Okay.
So that brings me down to a 4.
Okay. But tell me, explain your violence. Explain your violence.
So, we are supernaturally good at what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the Molotov cocktails arc into the air, into the dark, quote-unquote, sky. And they have luminescent circles around them as they sail down onto Fled and Hammy. They're meant for Fled, but Fled wisely hid behind Hammy, and Hammy sees them coming, and Hammy switches arms for his shield from the right to the left, and then holds his shield out like a plate, and as the cocktails come down, he catches one in his right hand, and then the other two land right side up as if they were beer bottles, still smoldering and not ignited. And he stands there like hell's goddamn waiter holding all of them. And then he flicks them all back towards the people throwing them.
Very nice. First off, you gain 3 additional instinct dice.
Thank you.
And I need you to give me coordination roll to throw them back at them.
I would love to. Well, let's do this. I would argue that violence is...
That does, yes. Which gives you an advantage, I believe.
It does. Gives me 1 extra die. We all hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 6 and a 4. So I got I got 1 success.
1 success. One of the individuals gets splashed with what the remnants of a bottle and is burning alive in front of you. That leaves 3 individuals. And they, seeing that the Molotovs were ineffective, they charge.
Hammy walks forward. Ooh. Slapping his shield with his gauntlet hand.
I need you to give me an influence roll.
No.
Oh?
Nope. 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 Absolutely not. That is, what are they going to do? Laugh at a dude in
this
his armor?
This is an intimidation roll. I need you to give me an influence roll.
You're not trying to intimidate. It's just what you're doing as you approach.
I know,
to
but I
want to
see
them,
if this helps with an intimidation.
I completely fuck this roll, though, conceivably. All right, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I got the 1 die. Let's do this.
You can use instinct die if you want.
Nope. I got a 2. Nope.
No, okay, so that doesn't help you in any way. So now they charge at you. Now, before they hit you, Fled, do you do anything to help?
No, I have in fact run off and hid. I will be doing nothing this round because there are a lot of them. Throwing my thing, there were still more of them than there were of us.
I would argue that he gets his ID back.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm doing.
You know
I'm
what? Getting, honestly, yeah, get 3 like, more
I'm doing
ID because that makes
this
perfect
round.
Sense.
Like, yeah!
Yeah, you know.
And
you,
I'm waiting. You, and I'm basically like kind of like, I'm not even actually watching the battle at this moment. I'm kind of like hiding behind something and listening
no,
for
no,
like
that
the
is 100% like that fits your character. You know what? Because you 100% go 100% cowardly and basically let your friend to die, depending on the situation, you get 5 ID back.
Nice. I'll take it.
Yes. So you're out of the combat for effectively.
Unless this goes on a lot longer and there's like an opportunity, like, oh shit, there's like, there are like extra explosions and is that an elephant? What the fuck? I would at that point
so you're
move back.
Basically, yeah.
Otherwise, at this point, I'm kind of out of the.
100%. So these 3 charge at you. So.
So were there 3 originally?
One
no, of
there
them
were 6
on fire.
There were
6 originally.
6 originally. Oh. I took out 2 with the first Molotov. Then you took out 1 now. So there's 3
oh,
left.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, bring them on.
So
yeah,
they charge
yeah.
at
yeah,
you.
To me, yeah, in my defense, friends. I did take out 2 of them right away.
Thank
but,
you.
So they take out Additionally, bone swords, and they charge at you. I need you to give me a might roll to try to block these various swords.
I would like to give you resolve rolls.
Resolve works as well because of armor, but you need 3 successes total. Mm-hmm. So you have 1 automatic.
Yep.
I'll give you 1 advantage because it was awesome how you basically blocked those Molotov cocktails.
Thank you.
Which intimidates him a little bit. But can you think of anything else you want to do?
This is violence, extreme violence, and that would prop.
I'll give you additional yeah. advantage dice. Can you think of any advantage?
Yeah, I have a talent that says never say die.
I'll allow it.
All right, and I'm gonna roll.
Yeah,
with
makes
that.
Sense for fighting mm-hmm. outnumbered. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Cool. And I got a 6, a 5, and a 4.
Jesus.
So that's 3 successes. Yeah.
You see 3 individuals come charging at you, and with your shield and your other sword, mm-hmm. block all of them instantly.
Yep.
How do you react?
Ooh, I want to do something cool.
I'm listening.
But I'm gonna be simple. I'm going to grab one, push him into his other friend, take my bladed shield, and then slice through both of their necks.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a might roll.
I'm not gonna triple stack right now because I'm not a might character. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna go with 1 dice, 2 dice. For the violence,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. We're gonna roll with that. See what goes on. I got a 4, so with might, that's a capable. So I got 1 success.
One of them is basically their throat is cut,
mm-hmm.
and they basically bleed on the floor, leaving 2 left.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have an opportunity to scare mm-hmm. them off, but this is going to require an influence roll, intimidation.
No.
Okay.
No, because my character is a violence character. This is not, for him, this is not a chance for them to run. They made their choice. He gave them multiple options. Mm-hmm. They came from away and they rushed him. And he killed their friend and they're still not running? No.
So
this is the field of battle.
100%. Then 100%, they're convinced that you're going to kill them no matter what.
Correct.
Which, if it gives them an air of desperation, they're going to attack you full on with everything they have.
Sounds good.
I need you mm-hmm. to try to block this. How are you mm-hmm. trying to block this? This attack from them. You need, again, 3 mm-hmm. successes because they're desperate now.
Okay. So I'm going to use resolve.
Okay.
So I don't block. I just take it.
Okay.
So I believe that they believe in their cause. So I'm going to take the damage, standing straight in front of them, letting them release their anger and their violence because it is what is true to them. And if it wounds me, so be it, because they will die.
Okay.
All in all, Hammy is an honorable mm-hmm. he's an honorable villain as it is. So I'm going to say 1 dice plus another 1 for violence, and
I'll give you advantage because you already killed one of their friends.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and then I'm going to say 4 for never say die.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Oh, they're fucked. I got a 5, a 6, and a 4.
You blocked these 2 shots of these people desperate to survive, convinced that you are their executioner, and you easily block all of their shots, all of their hits. And for a brief, they realize we've made a horrible mistake.
Oh, I don't block.
Oh.
I don't block, remember? I don't block.
Oh,
I
right.
just take them.
You take the hits, and you are unaffected.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, there was a brief where it was like, oh no. How do you attack them back? By the way, during this time, Fled, are you doing anything?
Cowering.
Okay, so Flit is cowering. You already got your 5 DD. So
listen, man, I got my 5. I got 5 dice. I'm earning them. I'm okay, gonna earn those dice. Yeah.
So how do you react to this failure of them attacking you?
Oh, I'm sorry about this. I sling my shield over my shoulder, grab both of them, and then dunk them into the burning pile of bodies that their friends have made.
Oh my god!
And I burn them alive.
You know what?
Because it's important that they... Wait, no. We might need something to eat. One, I snap the neck. The other one, I burn.
Okay, you know what?
Actually, no. We need them cooked. I put both of them... So basically, this is what goes through my psychopath character's head. Like, no, wait, no. And they're like slapping me, like trying to get away. Like, wait, no, because... I don't. Well, no, because, you know, Fled really just like his meat. Rare, but you know, we needs must be, and then I just slam them both into the burning body pile.
Okay, this is what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You do that, mm-hmm. you get automatically 2 more instinct dice because that is horrifying, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They are dead. Mm-hmm. Like, snap their neck, they are 100% dead. You get it, like I said, 2 extra dice, and out of the building comes Twinkie, who looks like Ruby Robin with the Fifth Element.
Nice.
Oh my god, you are 2 perfect beings I have ever met.
Yeah, that's around the time when Fled comes back around the corner. All right, I checked. There's no more of them around. I think we're safe. I think we're good.
Oh my god, you two. We had some few raiders here, but you two came in and killed them so efficiently. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. Mm-hmm. Now, the town seems that she and they look around and seem safe, as far as I can tell. You killed these 2 that were in my building. Let's be honest, that's all that matters, 100%. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, and I dropped the pen. But anyway, why are you here? I'm curious. Thank you.
Fled, why don't you take this? I'm going to start preparing dinner. Mm-hmm. And I start pulling the bodies off of the fire and then using my my bladed shield to chop them up.
I'm going to believe I'm not seeing that. Mm-hmm. So, Fled.
Well, you could call it a bit of a holy pilgrimage kind of thing. You know how it goes with our kind. We're out here spreading the faith, mm-hmm. spreading it wide, just all over. Just wherever the faith is welcome.
As in the background, there's literally a person chopping up dead bodies. Yep. He's like,
wherever the faith is welcome, that's where we just go. You know how it goes? Thrust over forward.
Spread the faith, introduce the hog.
Exactly. And so yeah, we're a bit of a holy pilgrimage down to
a pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage down to the literal ass end of reality, if you will.
Oh my god, you're that's going right. to the ass end of the worm itself.
Put the hog into the ass.
That's right.
That first time I've heard that, and last, hopefully the last time I ever hear that again, but what, it's another conversation.
I mean, you might hear it again over on our way back.
I really hope you don't. Anyway, what do you need?
When we come.
Stop it.
Back.
Stop it. Let's go. What do you need?
I mean, mostly supplies and a place to stay overnight before we head out.
You know what? Since you saved my home of homes, you can stay on one of my many couches.
Damn, whole ass couch and everything.
A whole ass couch and everything.
Look at that. You hear that? We're getting couches. Truly, truly, we are blessed.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you like the ass or the cheeks?
Yes. Don't tell me where it comes from, but I will eat it.
All right.
Deep and hard. Like the hog intended, is what you say.
As the hog intended,
deep and hard.
There's that faith spreading. There's that faith just spreading right out. Mm-mm. Spread it all over.
Getting all over your face. Taste the faith.
Get right in on that faith. Just wriggle your fingers up in it. Squish it between your toes.
You know you got the faith when you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, my faith is too hard right now.
That's what they call morning glory. Glory has risen.
Hey, this is Angela from the Fandible Podcast Network. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you want to hear more, remember to go to Fandible.com. We have a long backlog of games, and at Fandible, we believe there is a game for every voice, so we know that you'll find something else enjoyable there. If you want even more of us, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook as Fandible. And if you really want to support us, check us out on Patreon. We use the funds from there to buy new games, keep our equipment up to date, and go to cons, and you get great bonus material like early access to games or access to our private Discord where you can hang out with other Fandible fans. Either way, thanks so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you again next week.